everybody. This is the Leading Edge Radio Network's The Ultimate Sports Show. I am Frank the Tank with you. Hello there, and what a busy weekend of sports we have had here this weekend. I will tell you, we are going to get into a lot of things. Obviously, the NBA Finals is cooking. The NHL Stanley Cup Finals are now headed into Game 3. Oh, and by the way, this weekend we had our first Triple Crown winner in horse racing since 1978. That, along with many other things, we are going to discuss here on the Leading Edge Radio Network's The Ultimate Sports Show. I hope you're having a good weekend, and I hope you've enjoyed this weekend of sports as we try to recap. I cannot tell you, I cannot hold my breath. My head is sweating like a dog, if you can believe that. But let's begin with the NBA Finals in our first segment. And while the Cleveland Cavaliers feeling really, really bad after losing Game 1, as well as losing Kyrie Irving for the remainder of the series, and you know they have to win. They had to win Game 2. And that's exactly what happened, as the Cleveland Cavaliers, in dramatic fashion, in double overtime, got the victory, got the split they needed. Because if they had lost this game, they would have been down 0-2. And I don't have to tell you how difficult it is in any series to come back from an 0-2 deficit, in particularly in the NBA, when you don't have the home court advantage. But the Cleveland Cavaliers certainly did it, as they pulled out a 95-93 win, as LeBron James, who has to carry the load for the Cavaliers. You know, when the Cavaliers were put together, having Kyrie Irving, having Kevin Love, as well as a couple other key complementary pieces with LeBron James, you thought at the beginning of the season that, well, even though this is LeBron James' team, that Cleveland has surrounded a cast for James to be effective. And at times throughout the season, that may not have been the case. But nevertheless, LeBron James was thought as the man for the Cleveland Cavaliers. You can't fault him when other players get hurt. And for what happened to Kevin Love in the second round of the playoffs, what happened to Kyrie Irving, along with some midseason trades, there was definitely a lot of turmoil in Cleveland. But through it thick and thin, LeBron James made a promise. He said, "I will not play for anybody else other than the Cleveland Cavaliers should he leave Miami," which he did last summer. He's come back home. And regardless of how you feel about LeBron James, regardless of all his decision makings off the court, you cannot underestimate and you cannot deny that this man, LeBron James, is certainly a leader. And he is leading by example. He's had to lead by example just because of the numerous injuries that have been sustained to Cleveland. And you know, because he is the go-to figure for the Cavaliers, you know any opponent, in this case the Golden State Warriors, are going to hog him like a dog. And they certainly gave him all the trouble he can do, but you know, LeBron James is a superstar for a reason, and to do what he did, I mean, let me put it to you this way. He had last night a 39 point, 16 rebound, 11 assists night, and even though he did miss 23 or 24 shots from the field, I mean, what else is there to do? I mean, the man has proven his worthy. If he missed those many shots, it's only because who else was going to step it up for Cleveland? Sure, they've got Tristan Thompson and a couple of other role players, but I mean, this is LeBron James' team, and no one's going to dispute that. Now, an interesting twist, however, is for Warriors guard and MVP Stephen Curry. He missed 18 of 23 shots, and he turned the ball over 6 times. I think having a bad game, that's an understatement. This is one of the rare games this season that Curry really hasn't been at his best. And you have to wonder, you know, with all the expectations that Golden State has had throughout this season, and Curry, no question, was indeed the best player in the NBA, you have to wonder at this stage, this being the finals, will the pressure get to him? Will the pressure get to the Warriors organization? Because, you know, remember, this is the first time they've made the NBA finals in 40 years. Last time they made it was 1975. So, yeah, they've had a long drought. And for Golden State and for Stephen Curry, along with Klay Thompson and others, when you're not used to being in this stage, it certainly can be very, very treacherous. It could be difficult. Whereas LeBron James, even though he's playing with a new supporting cast in Cleveland, he's been there before. This is his 5th straight NBA Finals appearance. And he knows the do's and don'ts. So even when you want to bash the Cavaliers and you want to bash LeBron James, Cleveland has an answer. They have the greatest star right now in the NBA. They have somebody that's been there for 4 straight NBA title appearances. Now his 5th. You can't deny that. You have to respect that. And, you know, for Cleveland, they had players like Tristan Thompson, as I just said. You know, they also have, you know, James Jones and the tireless Matthew Dellavedova really, really pulling it out. If this was your typical grinded out style game in which Cleveland had to have, because if they had lost this game, even though the next two games are in Cleveland, you don't want to be down 0-2. You had to get a split, and that's exactly what the Cleveland Cavaliers did. Now that the series has sifted to Cleveland, tied up 1-1, what's the mindset? What's going to happen in the next two games in Cleveland? Because should the next two games, and with this victory by Cleveland, this guarantees a game 5, which will be back in Golden State. Remember, it's a 2-2-1-1-1 format, not a 2-3-2 format like they used to have for many years. The series goes back to Cleveland. What does Golden State have to do to get out of victory? They certainly have the talent. One would say that even though Cleveland is banged up, that Golden State has more firepower. And they might, but they didn't bring it here tonight. You know, if you think about it, Cleveland should have won game one. You can make the argument that the Cavaliers really should be up 2-0. I mean, there were some questionable calls, and you know there's always going to be questionable calls in the NBA Finals. There was some unexpected role players that stepped up. There was many key shots that were missed, just like tonight. But that's the beauty of basketball, and that's the beauty of sports in general. You can't ever assume anything. That's why you played the game. And to Cleveland's credit, they got the victory. And for Golden State, they missed an opportunity to go up 2-0. So, with the series going back to Cleveland, I would almost expect that you're going to see Golden State try to come up and click on all cylinders. You're definitely going to see them really, really pounce on the ball. And defensively, this is where they have to make a stand, because one of the most underrated things you can do is underestimate a team with just one superstar with a bunch of role players. Because with Golden State having Klay Thompson and Stephen Curry and a cast of others, that's still not going to be enough. Because you know LeBron James is preaching to his team right now. Cleveland's got the home court advantage for the next two games. So, I tell you, the NBA got what they wanted. They got the finals matchup they wanted. I mean, Atlanta might have been the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, but they still weren't perceived to be the team to beat in the Eastern Conference, and they played like it. I mean, they struggled. I mean, they matched fire with fire with Golden State this year, but still, they still lack that star power that Cleveland has with LeBron James. Golden State, on the other hand, has been by far the most dominant team this season. So you put the MVP and Stephen Curry against a would-be MVP in most years in LeBron James, and a player in LeBron James that is making his 5th consecutive NBA Finals appearance, and you've got two teams that like to run it up and score a lot, although tonight was an exception, because Golden State, for the first time this year, all season, was held to below 60 points after 3 quarters. Tonight was an exception. But both of these two teams love to run it up. They love to score. And they have the players to do it. But that's why you play the game. Because you never know, especially when you have a best of 7. You have to win 4 out of 7. Sure, there may be one game where you're able to score and live up to your reputation. But there will also be games where you have to grind it out and you will not be able to get the 100 plus points you're expected to get and to keep up with your reputation. I mean, at this point, it's about defense. Defense is the oldest trick in the book. You hear that in every sport. You've got to have defense. You got to win with defense. Yes, it's nice to have offensive firepower, but you can only have so much firepower. You've got to win it with defense. We may not have liked how the Detroit Pistons Bad Boys teams played in the late 80s, but you know what? They got the job done. Even though the New York Knicks didn't win any NBA championships in the early to mid-90s, they had it with defense. Now, the reason why the Bulls won all those championships, sure, they had Michael Jordan. And everybody wants to think of him with offense, but he was one of the best defensive perimeter guards you're ever going to see. That's why he's a superstar. LeBron James, he's getting to that point. I mean, he's still known as a scorer, but, you know, his defense, although not as good as Jordan, he makes the big plays when you have to. And for Golden State, this is an area of concern because all the talk all season was how good their offensive firepower was, but we didn't hear too much about their defense. When was the last time you heard Stephen Curry or Klay Thompson mention something other than offense? This has to be a troublesome spot for Warrior fans because you know Cleveland's going to be revved up. You know Cleveland now, they got the split they needed. They pretty much have to win the next two games, go up 3-1, because and if that happens, even though Golden State could win Game 5 back in Golden State, the series for Game 6 would be back in Cleveland. So there's so many different scenarios in terms of how this series could be played out. But one thing's for sure, that both of these two teams are going to go back to the drawing board. They're going to find out what they need to do. And they're going to have to do it because for Cleveland, yes, it was nice to get a victory, but the reality is that LeBron James, if they win this championship, it's going to be because it's going to be on LeBron James' shoulder. Unless somebody else steps it up, this is LeBron James' championship to lose. For Golden State, now we're going to see how good they are at this late in the season on the road. They have to get a split themselves in Cleveland because if they go down 3-1, they're going to be in a tough spot. And not to say that they don't have the ability to overcome that, but you don't want to be down in that position, especially in the NBA Finals, where everything is on the line. A lot of people are watching. And I know many NBA fans and your casual sports fans are watching, and they certainly can relate with that. So for Klay Thompson and MVP Stephen Curry, they've got to bring their best in Cleveland because you know Cleveland's going to go for the home run. And LeBron James, his mission, his statement is to win a championship for Cleveland, a city that has not won a championship since Jim Brown was behind the backfield for the Cleveland Browns back in 1964. So you know the pressure, the burden is on LeBron James and Cleveland to deliver a championship to that city. And for Golden State, at times they've been an afterthought in the Western Conference in California. I mean, these are good storylines. These are very, very good storylines. It doesn't get any better than that. But I will tell you this. We do have to move on because, you know, the NBA Finals is not the only championship round going on in the world of sports. You should know that. But I'll tell you anyway, for those who don't seem to follow a great deal of sports, there is a thing called the NHL Stanley Cup Finals between the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Chicago Blackhawks. We'll get into the NHL Stanley Cup Finals after this timeout. You're listening to the Ultimate Sports Show here on the Leading Neds Radio Network.